It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Raphael Enehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Raphaela with this week's pick.
I am proud to be an American, but we have to rise to that promise.
Today, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a political star, but 2 years ago, she was an unknown longshot candidate for Congress in Queens. The documentary, Knock Down the House, captures her journey, starting with her days as a waitress.
People don't see waitresses as having a quote-unquote real job. But my experience in hospitality has prepared me so well for this race. I'm used to being on my feet 18 hours a day. I'm used to receiving a lot of heat. I'm used to people trying to make me feel bad.
Filmmakers Rachel Lears and Robin Blotnick follow four insurgent candidates who are supported by the group Brand New Congress. At a training session, the candidates get a pep talk from Reverend Daryl Gray.
Nobody owns you yet. You don't owe anybody anything yet. So run. You have people who are waiting for y'all to come out of this room. To come back to Florida and to Georgia and to Alabama and to New York. They want to be excited again.
We watch these working-class newcomers get a political education. Ocasio-Cortez testifies to their camaraderie.
I never really saw myself going into politics. But now that I sit here in this room with you all, I just feel like we can only accomplish great things together.
The film isn't the story of just one improbable victory. It suggests the emergence of a movement. Knock Down the House opens in theaters and on Netflix this weekend. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.